long have you ever waited in line for something to be released? Maybe it's the new iPhone. I know lots of people do that. Maybe it's a brand new pair of sneakers that you got to get your hands on.
Well, I've seen that right down the street here. They wait in line if a new release is coming out. Yeah. It's wrapped around the corner.
Wrapped up like around the whole building. There's a woman who waited in line at her local Wendy's for 4 hours because Wendy's just came out with the new Wednesday Addams meal at Wendy's.
What's that?
She'll tell you.
It was a one-day event. I waited 5.5 hours. When it was finally our turn, we placed our order and drove through the Nevermore Academy gates. Each room was decorated to resemble different parts from the show. To make it extra spooky, a worker retrieved our order by opening a morgue door. The meal came with an event-exclusive pin, a 10-piece nugget, fries, two mysterious and very purple spicy sauces, and a vanilla frosty with a dark cherry swirl. And it even comes with a cute spoon.
I now remember back in the day when the Popeye's spicy chicken sandwich came out that people wrapped around the building too.
Just to get one of those for the new, was it like a one day only type of thing?
I think it came out and it was something that went viral with it, something, and then everybody rushed to get it. Then the demand was so high that they ran out of them. So it must be so good. And that's how it all developed.
And then you get angry when you've been waiting in line for 5.5 hours and they run out of the spicy chicken sandwich.
And I will tell you that spicy chicken sandwich is really good. In fact, they had some top chefs on and they had to pick one item. One item for fast food, and that was the number
that
one
was
item.
It? Yeah. That was it. We have AMLK who says he waited for video games. Hi, Kay.
Hey, how you doing, Katie?
We're doing great. You waited in line for how long?
About 6 hours. That is light work to us early gamers when GameStop used to do midnight releases.
Mm-hmm.
We would get off school or get off work and go straight in line and just sit there and wait. We didn't pre-order anything. We just waited until hopefully we got a copy. So that's four or five hours. Sorry. That's light work for us early gamers.
Wait, and you were waiting for which one?
I think Black Ops 1 was the one that I waited longest for. Every other one was just like 3 or 4 hours.
Oh.
But the Black Ops 1 was because it was the new addition to the franchise. Granted, probably the easily best Black Ops ever made.
Was it worth it?
Yo, definitely.
Worth it?
Black Ops 1 in zombie mode, revolutionary. Everything else that came after that was kind of
I'm not going to say in if I see mode. People waiting in line at GameStop, that's dork. I'm not going to say
He's
that.
He's not going to say
but,
that,
but
Kay.
But let me ask you, do you have to wait in line anymore, or can you just like kind of get it online?
Oh, no. I get them online now, order them from Amazon. They do it a day ahead of time. It's kind of the midnight releases dropping. They stopped it before COVID. Granted, it kind of went out of the era of waiting in line now because everything was all instant. It eliminated the fun from it. But back in the day when PS2 dropped, those people waited 24, 48 hours in line. They were camping out. PS2 was a big thing.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Kay, very much. Back in line, Kay. AML Mike Lawson calling in. Mike, how long did you wait in line for something?
Good morning, everybody. Team Goodman here.
Hey.
So I waited with my buddy Parker for about 4.5 hours, about 2 weeks ago, just to meet NASCAR driver Denny Hamlin. And let me go ahead and let you guys know that I'm not even a Denny Hamlin fan. I did it for my buddy Parker.
Why did you wait? Just for your friend?
I did it for Parker.
Your good friend, Mike.
He had a bunch of merchandise that wanted to be autographed, and so I was there with him. And I took my 8-year-old son, which was a big mistake, too, because he's a little ball terror. So, yeah, it turned out wild and crazy. It was ridiculously hot.
Yeah.
When we got in line, we were probably the 6th person to meet him. But he was actually really cool. You know, he's sponsored by Jordan and things like that. So I actually took a pair of Playoff 11 Michael Jordan shoes and had him autograph the side of them. And I looked down at him and I said, look, I was like, I'm not even a fan of you. I'm a Chase Elliott fan. But
God.
If you could do me a favor and win. Well, hold on. It gets better. I said, can you win the championship this year so these go up in value, please, after you sign them? And he laughed. He goes, I'll do my best.
Wow. That's a good personality on him because if I did that, I would be like, get away from me.
Yeah, get punched in the face.
He was super cool, but I did it for my buddy Parker, man. It was pretty awesome.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Heather, you waited 14 hours in line for what?
A Tickle Me Elmo. A couple of them.
Were they that in demand?
Yeah. Don't you remember?
When they first came out, we were in Virginia at the time. We came all the way to the Greensboro Toys R Us.
Mm-hmm.
Waited in line. My brother actually paid me to call off work. He paid me like $150 to wait in line with him and get them.
Oh, my gosh.
And
did you get one?
Of them. Yeah, I got two and he got two.
It was probably a limit.
There was like a limit on them at the time.
Yeah.
I did that one time. We waited forever. I got up at like 4 a.m. to stand in front of a Target to get the Hatchimals.
The Hatchimals, yeah. That's right.
And
yeah.
I didn't get the Hatchimals for my kid. I got the Hatchimals to resell them online.
Uh-huh. And did you make money?
Yeah, my brother did.
How much did he resell them for?
I don't know. He got a lot for them. I actually had a young daughter, so I took one to her. But, we weren't the first ones in line. There was, like, a line all the way around the building.
I believe
it. At, like,
it.
8 o'clock at night.
All right. Thank you, Heather.
Yeah, I stood in line for those Hatchimals because y'all made me.
That's right.
Then we gave them away on air for people who would bash personal items with a sledgehammer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And they were in such demand, the Hatchimals, that when we did get the Hatchimals, they were like... bashing like computers. Mm-hmm. I think one even bashed a car.
Bashed yeah, their car. They did. Yeah.
I took the sledgehammer to the guy's truck.
Mm-hmm. And
he did
not care.
Mm-mm.
He did not care.
It was worth it.
And the deal with the Hatchimal, you didn't know which one you were getting.
Correct.
At all. So
it was
just a guess. And so mm-hmm. you could have picked up, if you were able to get more than one, you could have gotten the same one. And then it's like,
yep.
Waited the whole time. But mm-hmm. the resale, if you're into it. Big H, you waited for 2 days. Where?
At a Walmart for a PlayStation for Christmas.
2 days outside of a Walmart for a PlayStation.
Well, let me ask you about that. So what happens when you're hungry?
My boss man, he paid me good for it.
How much are you hungry when you're waiting that long? Like, are you bringing a lunchbox?
You got to bring a chair, a blanket.
Yeah, and I was the second one in line.
Look at you, Big H.
And he got it. You got it, didn't you?
Yeah, but you got vouchers.
Oh.
They didn't have them. They didn't have them at the time. You got vouchers, and then you went back and received them.
Oh, so you just stood there for a voucher?
Yeah, because it was so many of them bought. They didn't have them yet.
You stood in line and they didn't even have them
for 2 days,
and then you just got a voucher.
It was yours though. You were guaranteed to get them.
I guess.
So when you had the voucher, how did you know when to get did they call you?
But they sold online for $7,000.
Right, but I'm saying when you got the voucher, how did you know when it was time to go back to get the PlayStation?
The store, the Walmart would call them and let you know.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And you said, Big H, you said that your boss paid you really well to stand in line. How much did he pay you? Can you tell us?
Yeah, he paid me good. I met a lot of people. I had fun. It wasn't too bad.
Okay, Big H.
It was nice weather.
How much did he
pay
you?
It was nice weather.
Hello.
Well,
how much?
We ain't gonna talk about that.
He's not gonna do it.
Come on.
He took care of me.
Was it more than $500?
But look, like I said, I met a lot of people. I met a lot of people, talked to a lot of people. It was fun in a way also.
All right. Well, we're just going to start a rumor, Big H. We're just going to say that your boss paid you like $1,500. Yeah. But we know. You met a lot of people.
No, you ain't got to say that.
All right. Thank you.
I feel like if we dug deep, we could find some discrepancies on Big H's tax return.
Probably. Yeah, because you know he wasn't claiming any of that.